We're going to learn now a little bit from Rav Arush and Briti Shalom on page 113. Yeah. Now we learned yesterday, and who's the one? We learned together till 3.
Okay,
and there's another class afterwards, or not on Hanukkah? Not on Hanukkah. Hanukkah, no. Yeah. You know that we said yesterday, and the foundation of Judaism and the Torah is Kedusha. That's the Kedusha. To separate ourselves from the arayot, immorality. Who's really the one who separated himself completely from this? Only the one who actually guards his eyes. Kmo she'merumaz ha'pasuk bereshit, like it's mentioned, it's hinted in the pasuk in Bereshis. We just read it by Yehuda and Tamar. It says, "Ayeh akdasha hi ba'inayim." Where is the kedusha? Depends on the eyes. The kedusha of a person depends on his eyes. He sees holy things. He closes eyes from things which are not holy. He's a holy man. He doesn't. That's a holy. Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Kotev B'Kutei Moran. Rabbeinu writes in B'Kutei Moran Torah Zayin. V'Yikar HaNiyuf Talui B'Enayim. The main niyuf. Yeah? It depends on the eyes. Like we see by Shimshon HaGibo. It says Shimshon Alach HaLeinav. Shimshon, right? Shimshon, you know Shimshon HaGibo? Right, he went after his eyes with the Dalila. And because of that, they caught him. Like we learned the Psukim, Velotaturu, Achre Levavchem, Achre Nechem. Mi shelo shomer at ha'enayim, someone who does not guard his eyes, yeh mi sheyeh, regardless of it could be a big Rosh Yeshiva, could be a someone who's a Talmid Chacham, a huge Talmid Chacham. Ech yargish Kedusha? How is he going to feel Kedusha? Hari pgamei ha'enayim, yura avera. מרחיקים אותו מכל קדושת היהדות. Blemishing the eyes and having hiurim of averas, they distance a person from any feeling of holiness in Judaism. קדושת המצוות, the holiness of the mitzvahs, קדושת התורה, the holiness of the Torah קדושה, קדושת הצדיקים, doesn't feel the צדיקים. ואיך יהיה מחובר עם השם יתברך? How will he be attached to הקדוש ברוך הוא? How? Hashem Yitbarach, Shmo Hu Kadosh. Shmo Hu Kadosh. Hashem Yitbarach, Shmo. He is Kadosh. Hashem is Kadosh. Ve'al af shevaday Hashem ohev et kulam v'rachem kulam. Of course, Hashem loves all the politicians, loves everyone. That's what it says here. Hashem loves everyone, he has mercy on everyone. Aval b'metziyut, mishum shu kadosh, Hashem Kadosh, yi efshar mechubar alav ela mishum kadosh. But practically, in reality, only someone, Hashem is Kadosh, and only someone who's Kadosh can be attached to the Kadosh. Someone who's not Kadosh cannot be attached. It's not black and white, yes? The more a person's more Kadosh, the more he's Kadosh, the more he's attached to Hashem. He's not so Kadosh, he's not attached to Hashem. A person will decide how much you connect to. Umi Kadosh, who is Kadosh? Someone who guards himself from this difficult contamination of niyuf. Niyuf is looking at other women, having all kinds of bad thoughts. And someone who guards himself, keeps himself away from this bad taiva, is someone who guards his eyes. How would someone merit to guard his eyes? Huh? Ezra, you have any good advice for us, maybe?
How to do it?
Yeah. You go to the field. You go to the field. You ask Hashem.
You have to ask Hashem, and this is what you do.
But I'll give you a good also. Tikkun Klali, very good. Shmuel Shapira told his son. His son said that Shmuel told him that he shouldn't. He wants to have dusha. He shouldn't fast even one day without saying Tikkun Klali.
This is wonderful. The students need the rabbi. He is so kadosh because he's so close to Hashem. We are not close to Hashem.
Not yet.
Yeah. So this was the dentist right now, and I saw Rabbi Shmuel Shapiro's great granddaughter and great grandson on the street. He's my friend. My friend that married his granddaughter.
This is why we need somebody to
connect us, to teach us.
Teach us
the way. But I'll give you another advice from Rav Arush, of course, everything from Rav Arush, I don't know for myself. That it's very nice to daven, Hashem help me guard my eyes, help me guard my eyes. But I'll give you, it's not more practical.
Somebody lost a bag, I'm just looking for it because the driver can't find it. So it's a small black bag this big, maybe.
Your pocket. Were they giving that? Are they still giving that?
There's fish, I think, downstairs, but there is, yeah.
So, if someone
can't find it,
how do you? So this is dusha, right?
I'll check downstairs.
We said to read both, but I'll give you more advice. And said to daven, Avraham said, prepare your day, daven for the day that's going to come. Daven, you know, a person knows that more or less he knows the next day he's going to have. He knows that. Either it's his routine that he goes to the yeshiva and he comes back, or he's going to work, he's going back, right? Or let's say he knows that he has a wedding that night, or a shabbat brachas, or something like that, like Hashem we have, my family. So he has to prepare himself, daven specifically on that situation that's coming up to him right now. Okay, specifically daven, and then it's not just general Hashem, I want to guard my eyes, help me guard my eyes, which is also good. It's more specific. He's talking about. Now, Hashem, I know I have to go to the yeshiva now in the morning. Please help me. There's the girls who go to school and everything, all tzaddikot. But I'm a little bit filthy. I'm a little bit sick in my head. Help me to guard my eyes. I don't want to see anything that will separate me from you. Ask Hashem simply. Just simply like that. Okay. Ubeemet. Where are we? Ayesot. Chayavim la'avin etzev. You must understand well. Shekol ha'yadut shel adam tluya b'shmirat ha'enayim shelo. All the Judaism of a person depends on his, the guarding of his eyes. Mi shemetamed atzo b'yirot asurot. Someone who contaminates himself with prohibited sights, who me'abed et kol ha'kesher shelo im ha'tzadik. He loses all of his connection with the tzadik. Me'abed kol ha'emet v'emunah, he loses all the truth, all the faith, all the kedusha, all the dveikus of Hashem, all the cleaving to Hashem. Mishum kach, inyan ze nikra yesod, ki hu b'emet yesod hakol. Therefore, this is called yesod. Right? The guarding the breath, the guarding the eyes, because this is the foundation of Judaism. Lachen. כל אדם צריך שיהיה לו בכל יום לפחות חצי שעה התבודדות לשמירת העיניים. A person, every person needs to have at least a half an hour, 30 minutes of התבודדות on guarding the eyes. וייתן לליבו, and he should pay attention, שבשביל זה הוא בא לעולם. This is why he came to the world. וזה עיקר הניסיון והצירוף של האדם בעולם הזה. This is the main test that a person has to go through in this world. The main welding. Welding, you say? Has to be welded.
What?
Welded down.
What?
Something. What?
I have a question about how this relates to the situation in Galus. You were saying earlier that there's no impurity without purity. And when you have a Jewish neshama who's stuck in Galus and is like overpowered, combined with the fact that, let's be honest, most people don't even know that this is how we can show we love Hashem. So how are people expected if they, one, they don't know any better, and two, their neshamas are sleeping and they're pure neshama, you know, say, you know, around a lot of impurity. So what, how's that going to be resolved? People don't know.
Bezal Hashem, through all the books of Rav Arush and through Rabbeinu said that every hirul tshuva, every thought, even little thought of tshuva that comes to a person, it comes from him. That's what Rabbeinu said 200 years ago. So Al Hashem through Rabbeinu and through all that Fatsa and through the.
They're stronger, right?
Than the said, you were here at the Shir from Avraham Shulchan last week?
Yes.
On Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you remember, Avraham said that the mistake of the people, the rabbis, big tzaddikim at the time of Hanukkah, is that of course there was a power of tumah of the Greeks in the world, but how come didn't the rabbis try to balance in doing dusha? Because light, you know, that darkness doesn't exist. Everyone knows darkness doesn't exist. Darkness is a lack of light. There's no dark. Dark doesn't exist. There's no light, so it's darkness. But light is something. Light is something. Darkness does not exist. Therefore, once we light the light, we shine the light, we try to Zal Hashem, we'll reach as much people as possible that we can. Like he reached you, reached me, and reached the people in this room. And hopefully, by Yaakov, he's recording this, and people are going to hear it around the world. Zal Hashem.
It has to be done in a way that's encouraging and loving.
Right. Of course. Of course. Of course. If you come to people with
But even on top of that, because it's such a sensitive generation.
Right, the people are not going to accept.
No fish.
Finish, gone?
Didn't see anything. Oh well. No word.
I used to think I had to work on not judging people. And then somebody said if you got your eyes, you're not going to see them, so judge them. You don't have to work on judgment. Work on guarding the eyes.
Everything. Lashon Hara. Usually you speak Lashon Hara for the things you see. If you don't see, you don't speak Lashon Hara. A lot of things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Everything.
You just... The only reason to see people is to help them.
Okay, I have a question on that one. I read about a rock attack that hit a baby.
A what?
Air threw a rock at a baby.
Your neighbor?
Yeah. I didn't know it was in my neighborhood. I didn't know it was on my street until last night.
So what's the question? You don't have a question. You want to tell us that?
It was like, okay. I didn't...
The baby's alive?
Baby got out of the hospital. So yeah, I thought it was in a safe area.
You're in a safe area. Don't worry. Safe is Hashem. Hashem is safe.
Well, that's what I told my wife. I said, I'm studying Yeshiva. You know, we're not, it's like, we're trying to do our best.
If Hashem wants to kill someone, he doesn't need an Arab to throw a rock at him. He can just take his neshama. Not a dangerous place where you're living. But here, they didn't have a stabbing right here in Shimon HaTzadik. Hashem has no. Well, Hashem. We have to do what we have to do. Hashem will do what he has to do.
That's what I really need to know.
Yeah. So we said that he has to know that this is why he came to the world. Without a half an hour, he's bothered to do it. If someone wants to even taste a little bit of what Kedusha is all about, he has to merit Shmirat Ha'inayim. Shmirat Ha'inayim means close them. Close your eyes. There's no other Shmirat Ha'inayim. Closing your eyes, Shmirat Ha'inayim. Open your eyes, not Shmirat Ha'inayim. How could he guard his eyes if his eyes are open? He cannot. Unless he's staring. Usually we don't.
Sit down.
Huh?
Sit down.
Yeah, look down where you're walking, that's all. You go in a car with someone. He's the one who's driving. You need to open your eyes. Unless you have a book with you, you close your eyes. I'm giving myself physics. I don't think I'm talking to anyone, talking to me. Okay.
It's not only external, guarding from external, outside things that one might see, but you have to guard from, we already talked about this, internal thoughts.
Right.
The movies and the impressions that go on in our mind.
All kinds of things from that. 50 years ago we come up to the person.
Sometimes if someone's guarding their eyes in the room or whatever alone, if someone has a thought, I've noticed that if you open your eyes and look at a wall or something, it gets rid of the thought.
Because what you see is what you're going to think about.
If you have your eyes closed and then open your eyes,
it clears it out.
Yeah.
Because you saw something else, exactly.
It's a technique.
No, Baruch Hashem, we're learning stuff here together. So, we're going to stop doing this book right now. We're learning about stories from Shmuel Shapira.